Apparently, and this is according to a market research firm, after an online survey of over 350,000 snack times, the average American eating alone consumed a snack food as a meal 191 times, up from 167 times in 2011. In other words, if you are eating alone, you are eating terribly.
Wait, are you saying if you are single or if you're...
Nope, if you are just eating alone. And that would include those of us who eat some of our meals alone, which is, for example, me.
Well, and which article...
That meal is more likely to be very bad for you.
Okay, let me ask you something.
What?
Which one are you... are you reading the Washington Post article on this one?
I'm reading the Market Watch article.
Because I wanted to bring up this Washington Post article on this.
So mine's not good enough. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
You asked me why I was so grumpy tonight. And maybe it's because of the way I'm being.
I was going to talk about how, with the mojo we got going on right now, about this dovetail action that we've got going
on.
Oh,
all right. Oh, I
with
see.
These
I
two
see,
stories.
I see. Okay, all right.
But then you cut me off.
No, see,
you
my bad.
You made me feel like an idiot.
My bad attitude led me
has
to.
Has cost you another friend.
It led me to misinterpret your intentions, and
because,
I apologize.
Ethan, I read this fascinating article about how Americans eat more by themselves than ever. That 30 years ago, there was a New York Times article that talked about the stigma of solo dining.
Okay.
That 40 years ago, it was considered a social oddity for you to sit down and eat a meal by yourself.
Mm.
And now fully, half of Americans will eat at least one meal by themselves during the day. And again, it's the
snacks.
Yeah,
it's lunch.
Well, it's not just that, but think about the family dinner, Ethan.
When do you eat a meal by yourself?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You eat by yourself at breakfast? Because I do
well,
during
yeah,
the school year.
I make my kids get their own breakfast because they get up super, super duper early.
I've been doing that same thing.
Because,
it's smart, huh?
Well, it's kind of the point now where they can do it. They can do stuff on their own. They can pour their own cereal, things like that. And
you have them do it for their little sister, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And
I do
working.
The same thing. It's amazing.
And it's working, and I'm going, oh, man, this is great. And that adds an extra 45 minutes to maybe even an hour that I can actually sleep instead of getting up at 6:30.
Yeah.
And so that's important. But then guess what ends up happening? They are doing their thing, and I do this whole wake up, walk over, and I eat my yogurt by myself because it takes me exactly a minute and 38 seconds to eat my little cup of yogurt, and then I move on. Or then I toast my bagel, and I'll randomly just kind of eat it as I'm wandering around the house picking stuff up or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And so we don't have a family. Now, I will say lunch is typically the time that we will all kind of be together if we do eat all together.
Yeah.
But I kind of can't stand just sitting there eating with my kids sometimes when it's just us. Because they're so dang messy with their food and they spill everything, and I'm like, I gotta sit over here.
Well, you know, here's what's frustrating.
So what I'm blaming is my kids right now.
All right. Well, here's my complaint, because I too share a complaint about eating with my children. Now, this is a complaint today. Of course, when they're grown and out of the house, I will wish for these days back again, but, or maybe I won't. I don't know. I suspect I might. But when I sit down with the kids, my little teeny tiny baby girl will not touch her food. She wants my food.
Oh,
can I just
really?
Can I have a bite? Can I just have a bite of yours?
That's really good because most of the
and
time
then
I can't
I'll give her a
anything.
Bite. And this is how it happens. Hey, can I? I just want a bite of yours.
Let me just
okay,
try
I
it.
Give her a bite, and then after she has that one bite, then she's off her chair, standing next to me, and at that point we're sharing.
At that point, then she wants to sit on your lap. And
at
then
that point, it's
she
hey,
just has your whole entire plate.
Hey, you and I are sharing your plate, right? And you know, she's five.
Okay.
I say yes.
So these two articles kind of were getting at the same, a little bit of the same thing, but they did. They said that not just that, they said that people were so much more, so they also combined that the proportion of one person households has gone up, all right? So single people are obviously going to eat a lot more on their own.
Yeah.
And they said that single people tend to be the group that contributes the most to America's snacking frenzy. And I think that while the numbers might be true on that, we are totally the family household who also contributes to snacking.
You guys do a lot of snacks?
We play the hits.
I've really restricted it.
When Costco puts Pop-Tarts on the coupon,
it's over.
We get them. And guess what? The kids don't even like the strawberry ones. All they want is the maple brown sugar ones.
But you can't only buy maple brown sugar. Because when Costco makes you buy it, they make you buy it all. Yeah, it's annoying the way they do that. And that's not the only product where you got to buy them all.
Or have your kids done this too? Where they try the sample in the store and they want like three or four of them.
And then they won't eat it.
And you go, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Honey, they're eating the asparagus. And your daughter's going, I've never had anything so good. And you're going, we finally did it. All of the times we've sat down and put things on their plate and they said, I'm not going to eat it. And then they'd try a bite and they said they didn't like it that much. And we congratulated them for trying it. It's finally paid off. They love vegetables now. And they proved it right here in the aisles of Costco in front of all these strangers. And then at the end, you bring it home. You spent the $11.50 on it because nothing at Costco is not $11.50 at least.
At least, yeah.
This couple in front of us, they walked out of Costco and they spent $17.41 on like three items. And my wife was like, I've never seen that. I know. She was like, it's a mythical creature who comes into Costco, has three items, spends $17, and they walk out. It was this elderly couple. My wife goes, we've never walked out of here without spending $158. Yeah. And the only thing we wanted was a bag of ice when we came in here.